Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
What's going on? Pepe Mantilla is here. Pepe, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening? Nice seeing you again. Nice talking to you again.
You know what I look for? I look forward to your first tweet of the morning, which is always like, have a blessed day. Have a great day. It's a beautiful morning. I was like, that's the start of my day, is Pepe's opening tweet.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Start the day like that.
And Ramona acknowledges that too.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We were talking about the Bob Marley One Love movie, and you had a reaction to it.
It was a stream, okay? It was a stream.
Your reaction was extreme?
Yeah, on my part, but I don't think it's a good movie.
You don't? And why?
Because, I mean, like, you know about casting.
Yes.
Right? Do you think the cast was correct?
Oh, God, yes.
It's like, okay, I'm going to give you an example. Okay. Let's say that they're going to make Pepe Mantilla's biopic.
Okay, the Pepe Mantilla biopic.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So then they cast George Clooney as Pepe Mantilla.
Yeah, that would be awful. Yeah.
It's the same.
No, it'd be good for you, but
no,
it would be
but
terrible.
It's the same with Bob Marley.
No, it's not.
It is the same.
That guy that played Bob Marley was unbelievable. He was uncanny.
He's a very good-looking guy. Bob Marley wasn't.
Wait a minute. That guy was so good as Marley.
Yes, but
from now on, when I hear the name Barley, I'm going to think of that actor.
Yeah, but that's not Bob Marley. Bob Marley wasn't good-looking.
So you're critical of Kingsley Benadire, the guy that played Bob Marley?
No, he thinks he's too hot.
I think he's a very good actor. George Clooney is a very good actor, but he's not Pepe Mantilla, right?
Right. So you don't like him, do you?
Wait a minute.
What did you get? Was the casting wrong? I thought the casting was great.
I thought Bob was good.
Yeah, I thought Bob was good.
He looked like a much cuter version.
He's a really good actor. Now, one thing that I didn't like is I wanted more music.
I did too.
I wanted more music.
The clips they did were very short, too.
And it got really complicated on top that. You probably understood more than I did, but
right.
I agree with you, with Greg. I mean, I have to pay attention like the horse, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like the horse.
The horse, there you go. It was very difficult.
Yeah,
man.
For me, at the beginning, the Jamaican accent was difficult, but then once I got into a groove, I was okay with it.
You had like 10 gummies, right?
I had one gummy in honor of Bob. I had one gummy. I should have, by the way, I was talking to the guys that wrote it this morning, and they said that there were times when they were smoking like the legit stuff while they were making the movie.
Yeah.
Which, when in Jamaica.
Yeah, of course.
When in Jamaica. So Pepe, you were critical of, you say I don't respond to your tweets or your texts.
Yeah.
I try to respond to your text messages.
Yeah, like
you
three
send
or
a lot.
4 or 5 days. Or
yeah, eventually I'll get around
because
to it.
Because I sent you another text when I was in Vegas at the Sphere.
Oh, right. You went to the Sphere.
And I thought about you and everybody.
You didn't write back.
I did respond to that.
3 days later.
No.
The next day.
The next day.
John Ireland responded right away.
Well,
I understand.
I don't understand. I mean, honestly, I don't text at night.
What were you doing that night? What was so much more important than responding to Pepe?
I was stoned and watching a game, probably.
Really? What was the text? Because that matters. If it was just like, hey, I'm at the Sphere.
No.
You don't get any kind of response. You guys were right.
This is amazing. Spectacular. Fantastic.
Okay.
That's what I said.
And
to
what did John
guys.
Ireland
if,
write
if,
back
if it's just
you?
A thumbs and up, would you be okay?
Yeah. That
acknowledge me!
But no, the thing
Pepe,
is...
Pepe, are
I
you
mean,
insecure? Is
no,
that what's going on?
No,
you seem insecure to me.
That's not
like,
being insecure. That's being very respectful to your opinion.
Okay, tell me if this requires a response. This is the actual text. Okay. You were totally right. You two at Sphere, amazing and spectacular. Wow.
Okay.
All you have to do is...
Thumbs up. Or
that's
a love.
What,
that might be a love. Or an exclamation point.
Yeah. See, John Ireland said, yeah, it's the best concert I've seen in my life.
Right, and then I texted, cool, you got to see it.
When?
The next day. The next day. Pepe, listen.
Wait a minute, these guys
know that after a certain time, I don't respond to text messages.
I have a lot of respect for you.
Thank you.
And when you said, go and
see the sphere, yeah.
I'm thinking about you and saying, man, he was right, you know. And let me tell you, now every time that I go out to a concert, I'm going to think about that because it's not going to be the same.
It's never going to be the same. Yeah, that is a really unique experience.
The sound is fantastic. Everything.
Momo, you've not seen it,
I have
it, right?
not seen it, but I want to. How long are they going to be there for?
It's almost.
I think they're almost done, yeah. The next thing is 420. They're doing Fish.
Oh. Fish, oh, and then
Fish Heads.
Who's after that?
Dead and Company, I think.
Dead and Company.
If you like Dead and Company, if you're a fan of Dead and Company, and probably, Brian, you are.
I am. You're right.
You should go. You definitely should go.
Yeah, see, I'm not in on Dead and Company.
I like
it. I've heard some of the other names that are out there, like Beyonce and Harry Styles and people like that. Now, those I'm in on.
Oh, Beyonce? For sure.
Oh, can you imagine Beyonce Amazing. In that situation? Yeah. Do you like Beyonce's new song?
Oh, I love it.
The country song?
I love
it. Oh, it's playing. I don't know.
Have you heard it? Brian, find that. I love her new song.
I love it, too.
It's like, remember she wore a cowboy hat at the Grammys?
Yeah.
It was all like a lead up to her releasing this song right after the Super Bowl.
I like that. Oh, I heard this. I don't think I realized this was Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, big fan. Big fan.
Okay, let's get back to the text message and response.
Rate. Oh, God.
We send messages to people, and I think there's an expectation that you write back right away.
Yeah.
I think everybody does have like an hour or two grace period. Because you could be taking a nap, you could be out, you could be watching a movie. You shouldn't, like that. But I think like when somebody sends an excited text, and I'm in a place where I don't want to respond yet, I would just do the quick thumbs up emoji or a love or a whatever.
And that will be good enough for me.
Okay, but Pepe, you sent this thing.
What time?
At night after the concert.
Yes.
Okay, I am not on my phone after a certain... Greg, you know this.
Yeah, he's not.
We have group chats.
There are group chats, Pepe. And I never contribute after, I don't know, 8 o'clock.
It's okay.
5 o'clock. What are you talking about?
I'm learning that now.
Yeah, now you're learning that.
I think you should, Pepe, not be upset whenever somebody doesn't respond. They will eventually forget sometimes.
I know.
Yeah, I forget too.
I think if you don't respond right away, you're going to forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very rarely. Gmail now has a suggestive thing. Hey, this thing came up 3 days ago. Do you want to respond to them? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You know why I do this? Because when somebody sends me a text, I respond right away. Number one. Number two, the way I am, when I send a text and you don't respond within reasonable time, even with a thumbs up, I start losing respect for the person.
Oh my gosh. Pepe.
So you better be ready.
Pepe. Are you that badly in need of validation?
No, it's not need
yes,
of validation.
Yes, you need validation,
no,
Pepe.
It's not need of validation. Though,
yeah.
Because I'm just like that, you know. Maybe I'm old fashioned, you know. I am old fashioned.
You are old fashioned, yeah.
Because none of these people, I don't know about you, Ramona, will know who Verna Lizzi is.
Who?
Verna Lizzi.
Nope.
You Verna know who Lizzi? Verna Lizzi is. Verna Lizzi?
Is an Italian actress.
I don't know her.
Well, I'm sure you
You come in here, it's the obscure actress of the day. From now on, when Pepe comes in, it's the obscure actress of the day. What's her name again?
Verna.
Verna?
V-I-R-N-A.
Verna?
Lizzi.
Lizzi.
Check it out.
Yeah. All right, everybody, Google Verna Lizzi.
Okay.
She's our obscure actress of the day from Pepe Mattia.
I'm sure you know who she is.
I don't.
Let's see.
I absolutely do not know who she is, Verna Lizzi.
Check the movie.
Oh, I will check the movie, Verna Lizzi.
And then you're going to say, you're right, Pepe.
Okay, that's what you need to hear, right? Because you need validation.
No, I don't need
you
validation.
Need constant validation.
I have respect for you because I know that you know a lot about movies.
Yes.
Okay.
Verna Lizzi. Everybody.
Is this her?
Did you have?
Is that her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's her. Yeah, never seen her before.
Okay.
Couldn't pick her out of a lineup. Yeah. All right. Coming up next for highest paid athletes of 2023. I've got the list. We'll do it coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Momo's here. Pepe's here. 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Don't forget, it's BB Go Fifth Row Fridays. That means something we say today, and we've said a lot of stuff, is going to be in the quiz on Friday. And you can
Good
win tickets
song.
In the fifth row to Lakers OKC, which is coming up next month. So keep on listening to everything we say. We had a question from yesterday, right?
Yep.
Do you think we've had a question yet from today? Have you had any ideas?
I had some ideas, but I don't know what we want to go with yet.
All right. Would the answer be Verna Lizzie?
Well, not anymore. That was one of them,
By
though.
By the way, we could say
it away.
We could say it 100 times, and still nobody's going to get it on Friday.
You want to just do it?
They're writing it down right now, so.
Yeah,
she looks like Marilyn Monroe.
Write down Verna Lizzie if you're keeping notes.
Should we just give away today's answer and just do that?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Let's make today a freebie. Free square. Playing bingo, you get a free square. Verna Lizzie.
You have to be able to name one movie she was in.
No, that's too hard.
Yeah.
Just Verna Lizzie is hard.
Okay.
All right,
Pepe, what are you drinking over there?
Milkshake.
No, it's espresso frappe.
Right, it's a milkshake.
So do you order on the app or do you go in there and...
No, I order in person.
The app is so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But I want to hear when you order, like you go up to the front and you place your order and then you say what?
I just need an espresso frappuccino. That's it.
That's it.
And they say, who's
simple.
It for?
I'm sorry?
And do you give your name? It's for Pepe. It's not exciting.
No, because they know right away.
No modifiers or anything?
No.
No special.
Oh, I thought for
it's
sure.
It's not a tricked up frappuccino. But
I thought for sure he was going to have some like cocoa puffs in it or.
No. Pepe's a simple guy.
Yeah.
Except for his taste in movies. All right. So I got a list of the highest paid athletes of 2023. They went through, and I'm trying to see who did this. Somebody went through, and they figured out, calculated salaries and endorsements and everything for this last year. So I'm going to give you a shot at the top 10. I don't believe you'll get all 10.
Okay.
Let's do it together.
Okay. All right.
Take it away.
LeBron.
So I would agree. He's worth $1 billion.
LeBron is number 4.
Okay, Messi.
Messi. By the way, $125 million.
Ooh. Messi's going to be on the board.
Yep. Number 3.
So Ronaldo.
He made $130 million. Ronaldo is number 1, $275 million.
So we need number 2.
Max Verstappen.
Oh, that's
gotta
a good
be on
one.
The list.
I agree. Totally agree.
Totally agree.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Come on.
Number 15.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess so. Made $75 million last year.
Are there any race car drivers in there?
No.
Okay. There is, how about Shohei? How about Shohei?
He does have a lot of endorsements, but.
You going Shohei or no?
Well, I don't know.
I would go somewhere else.
Okay. Sure,
I'll just tell you, Shohei is number. He's on here for sure.
So are,
number 16, $70 million.
Is he out? Is the rest of the people, are they out of? Is there any more people that are not of the three main? Baseball, basketball, football.
There are two.
It's going to be tennis.
Okay, there are
some tennis.
There are three basketball.
Okay, Steph Curry.
Steph Curry's number 7, correct. $98.9 million.
Giannis?
Yeah, it's either Giannis or Durant.
Ooh. You can just say it, Pepe, instead
Go ahead.
Of waving.
Yeah, don't.
I'm thinking.
Oh,
that's what you're
Do you think by waving your fingers?
By going like this. I clear my mind like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, clear. Like clearing his mind.
I would go either Giannis or Durant, but I would probably Durant with the border.
Number nine, 86.9. And by the way, Giannis is number 8.
There you go.
88.4.
Okay.
There are two soccer players
we
and
got
a football player. Two more soccer players.
Mbappe.
Mbappe is number 5.
All right.
125 million.
I'm from Brazil.
You know his name.
Neymar.
I do. Neymar.
Neymar is number 6, 121 million.
So we're still missing
And now we need
two.
Tennis. It's got to be tennis
You're
or football.
Missing a football player and a golfer.
Mahomes?
Oh.
He has a ton of endorsements.
Mahomes
is number 10, yes. So you're down to just the golfer, and he was number 2 on the list.
Number 2 on the list.
So obviously a live guy.
Yeah.
Live guy.
I
don't know live guys.
Yeah.
It's
Beef? Yeah, that's my guess.
No, you won't get it. It's John Rahm. Made $203 million.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
$203 million. I'm sure it's for the live tour.
It has to be.
But yeah, it goes Ronaldo, Rahm, Messi, LeBron, Mbappe, Neymar, Steph, Giannis, KD, and Patrick Mahomes.
That's an interesting list. Like
it
no
is.
Baseball guys.
No baseball guys. I'm trying to see who's the highest rated.
No tennis. Usually there's tennis on there.
Yeah, no tennis.
Used to be a Serena was always on there, or Osaka was on
Nadal,
there.
Nadal.
Nadal or Djokovic. Nothing there?
Nothing
four,
down there.
Four soccer players or three?
Let's see.
Four.
Yeah, Mbappe, Neymar, Ronaldo, and Messi.
Wow.
Four soccer players, five basketball players, four.
Yeah.
Wow. Soccer and basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, soccer and basketball, one quarterback.
Football interesting, only one football player, yeah.
Yeah, $84.3 million for Patrick Mahomes.
It's the most popular sport in the United States, and only one.
It just means their agents aren't doing a good job.
It just means it's a capped league.
It's a capped league,
That's the problem. It's a capped
sure.
league.
But there'll be baseball players.
You would think, and maybe Shohei will be in the top 10 next year.
I thought Shohei's endorsements in Japan were higher than that.
They've added the endorsements, it says, and he's only number 16.
For years, there was always an F1 driver on, like Schumacher was always on.
But even with the cap, you know, the endorsements have to count for a lot.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And the soccer players get a lot of endorsements all over the world.
Right. You know, it's funny. We had a story that came out last week about Tiger Woods starting a new brand.
Sun Day.
Right? Which I don't like.
Sunday Red.
But I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm sure people will wear it. It's Tiger Woods. But I was thinking, what if we were to have a product or a line of stuff?
Like the Mason and Ireland line?
Or the Momo line or the Pepe line. If you were to start, you know, a line of something, what would it be, Pepe, for you?
Oh.
A product that would be like Tiger Woods Sunday Red. Pepe's
like the name?
Yeah. What about the Wave to Pepe brand?
That would be something.
Wave to Pepe.
But what's he going to sell?
Yeah, or the horse.
I don't think you want to do that one, Pepe.
Momo,
I'm just being funny.
What about your own brand of nut milk, Momo?
You know, I don't know how much I could
Momo's milk.
Yeah, that's a little like breastfeeding.
Yeah, don't go with that one. Yeah. I've always wondered why there's not a Venice Mace strain.
Yeah,
like there should be. I should have my own strain at this point. Nice hybrid.
Somebody should do that.
Yeah, somebody should. Where's Chris from the Green Cross in Torrance?
Yeah, man,
that's the guy.
He's at every remote, so he'll be there next time.
He will be there.
Should totally monetize that.
Yeah, the Venice Mace strain. I'm all for it.
I think I would do more like what Cappy does. I'd sell T-shirts with like little things we say on the air.
The Momo Cast?
Yeah.
Would you start a little show in San Diego?
No. How he sells T-shirts.
Right. Yeah.
Honest, you know, but like, what is it? What's his
shirt? A little Cappy store.
Yeah, a little Cappy store.
Yeah.
I could do like a little Etsy store.
Why not?
A little Momo store.
Why not?
I could sell, what could I sell? What are my slogans that you play? What if I told you?
Oh, what if I told you? Let's see. Let's go through the
Momo drops.
What if I told you?
Great shirt right there. I went to Cap.
I went to Cal. Yep.
I got a bunch.
Mm-hmm. What else?
What about this one?
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
That would be a bestseller.
That's the best one.
This is one of one I like.
I'm really impressive.
Absolutely. Yep. See, people would buy that.
Hold on.
All right, yeah, drop the deuce. Yeah.
No, we're not doing that one. So bad.
One more.
Keep going, kid.
I just will try to make them not suck next time.
Yeah, yeah. See?
All these are great.
Yeah, that would sell.
Yeah, I mean, you literally...
Who wants that shirt?
You literally did sell one.
What if I told you...
And it's coming out in June, right?
It's coming out in June.
Yeah, so you actually do have a product.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to go like on a press tour? Like, probably, are you going to go on like Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon and Watch What Happens Live? Are you going to go on all those shows to promote?
I don't know. I don't think I'm important enough. They'll probably have the actors.
You could be the bartender they have over there.
Oh,
Momo is a bartender on Watch What Happens Live.
Let's work on that.
I've tried to get Ireland into that bartender role. Everybody assumes I know Andy Cohen because he's gay, but we do not all keep in touch.
I ran into Andy Cohen in a coffee shop in the West Village once when on my trip to New York.
Yeah.
And I was actually pitching this show.
To Andy Cohen?
To a producer at the table next to him.
Mm.
I was, me and Adam Newhouse, who was the director of development, we went out to some place and we met with a producer who really liked our idea. We hadn't done the podcast yet.
Yep.
And the idea was we were pitching the show to this producer who liked it, but nothing ever happened.
Right.
And then Andy Cohen was just sitting right next to us. And I just said, I am not going to turtle. I'm going to go introduce myself.
Nice.
And we had a connection. And I think... He may have tweeted at me once.
No.
Yes.
No.
Did you answer?
I don't think we follow each other, but I think he tweeted at me once. He's a Cardinals fan.
Oh, right. He is a Cardinals fan. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, you know, Shohei Ohtani is fitting right in. I've got a little sound to play for you coming up next. In the meantime, you know, Saturday, I'm playing in the L.A. Poker Classic. I'm so excited about this. I was just texting with... the people at Commerce. I have a partnership with Commerce Casino and Hotel. It is where I play my poker. And again, Saturday, I'm in the big tournament, the LA Poker Classic. Excited about that. You can, by the way, be part of it. You can be part of the LA Poker Classic. Go to Commerce Casino, and they've got all the details at their website. And on top of that, they've given away $1 million in promotions so far in the month of January, and they're giving away $20 million in promotions this year. No matter what your game, they've got it. Biggest, best poker room in SoCal, and the biggest legit poker room in the world. Commerce Casino and Hotel. Maybe I will see you at the table Saturday at the LA Poker Classic. Commerce Casino and Hotel, also the home of Mandy's 3. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Pepe, you made it to TikTok. I'm on the TikTok now.
I hear it.
Yeah. You can follow me at Venice Mace. Pepe, are you on TikTok?
No, not really.
I gave up the whole idea that they're stealing my information because Bergman says they already have all my information.
Really. Yeah, they do. They have it, all of it.
So it didn't matter that I joined TikTok.
No, it does not matter.
They do have your information and mine and everybody.
They have everybody, so why not join TikTok?
You can type in your name in Google right now and we'll give you everything.
That's not attention. Alright, so
hey, you didn't put the TikTok of me and Momo doing the plank.
I know,
yesterday.
I sure did.
It wasn't there.
Maybe it was on Instagram stories. Maybe it was my story on Instagram.
See, that happens when you have so many social media things.
It is. I'm trying
you
to
get confused.
That's what I'm saying. I get confused. I can only handle Facebook, Twitter.
Facebook?
And
how old
Instagram.
Are you?
Me too.
That's all
Facebook
I
is for old people who share recipes.
Yeah. I like
oh, and Facebook. Angry people who write about politics.
I don't do any of that. I just keep up with my high school friends and stalk people.
Yeah, I mean,
like
that's
that,
good.
Yeah.
But Instagram you
see
do, right? I see the kids on Instagram all
Instagram,
the time.
Yeah.
Instagram is good.
Yeah. Pepe, you're on Instagram, right?
And Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And Twitter is the one that I use the most.
And what about TikTok? Are you going to go on TikTok?
No.
You look like a guy who could do a funny dance.
No. Yeah, I can do a funny dance, but I'm not going to go on TikTok.
Can
yeah.
we find a TikTok dance for you to do, Pepe?
Yeah, would you do a TikTok dance?
No.
Oh.
Oh,
I'll do it. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you.
Okay, okay. Good.
How long do you think you can plank?
Zero.
You could not plank?
No.
I did it last night. I planked 2 minutes, no problem.
No problem. You didn't. You didn't start to feel that last 30 seconds.
I'm still recuperating from my knee surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You got to be careful.
Are you going to do it, Mace? Are you going to do the 5 minute plank challenge?
Yeah. I don't think I'm that far off.
Okay.
Well, I
did 2 minutes already.
At 1:30, we were both feeling it. We were both like, oh, there.
I would have made it to three, no problem.
See,
but
now
I was starting to get shaky.
Can we make it forearm plank?
Yes, I'm fine with that.
I totally prefer forearm plank.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
I can't do the ones with on
more stable.
Yeah,
more stable.
I don't like it.
So, did you hear Shohei Ohtani's learning Spanish?
Good.
Yeah, he was learning Spanish from new left fielder Teoscar Hernandez. Listen to this.
Dile, buenos días.
Buenos días,
Dodgers.
Sí, buenos días, fanáticos.
Fanático?
Sí, fanático. Fans.
Fanático?
Fanáticos.
Buenos días, fanático.
Sí. Llama.
Hey.
Buenos días. Buenos días.
Buenos días.
There you go. Buenos días, people.
So there you go. He's learning Spanish. He's fitting right in.
Yeah.
Very good. And his accent is not bad.
No. And the one thing.
Buenos días.
The one thing I'll say is he seems like he is, for the first time, embracing his superstardom.
Yeah.
Like when he was. What are you laughing at?
I like the way embracing the
super saiyan.
Yeah,
literally embrace.
Oh, hug.
Yeah.
Like we cannot hear. Okay.
Okay.
But there is the YouTube.
There are the YouTube cameras.
I know,
right.
But people.
It's also for us in the room.
Yeah. Now, don't you think
he can embrace?
He's embracing his superstardom. Like in Anaheim, you didn't know anything about Shohei Ohtani except he was fun to watch and exciting when he pitched.
Mace, I think this
a lot
is referred to as playing on the big stage.
Absolutely. But not everybody plays well on the big stage.
But it's in Anaheim, I'm sure that they had teammates making videos with him as well, or a team Instagram account following him around a little and doing some behind the scenes stuff. I don't know if they kept those people, and they didn't even travel with the team when their radio broadcast.
Right. They didn't.
Ridiculous. But I think he probably did some of that stuff in Anaheim, but nobody was watching.
Yeah, but
nobody was paying attention.
Now we're going to see it.
Yeah.
And now, as I said, he's embracing his superstar. You know
how tight is that embrace?
He's
wrapping his arms around
He's wrapping his arms around it. He's a Dodger. He's on the biggest stage.
It seems like he's having fun.
It does. It seems like he's having fun. And that's not something, I mean, it's almost like you're banished to Anaheim. I don't know. The only reason he chose Anaheim over the Dodgers was because there was no DH in the National League. Otherwise, he'd have been a Dodger from the jump.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was Dodger ADJ for a few years until the National League added the DH. Now he can cross over to the Dodgers. I think it's going to be so much fun to watch him this year.
Too.
I mean, that 1-2-3 in that lineup is just ridiculous.
What does it go?
Mookie, Freddie, Shohei.
Are we going to stick with that one caller, that Shohei, my homie guy?
No.
I like that.
You like that?
That
I don't think.
He did a little poem or something?
Shohei, my homie?
Yeah, it was good. He did a whole song?
Yeah.
No? Okay.
Yeah,
we need some anthems.
By the way, I'm so nervous.
About?
For your game.
I'm a little nervous, too.
We're going to do Game of Games. Now, has Momo ever done a really good game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has.
I do a lot of good games.
Yeah, it's just hit and miss. It's like some are really good and some are really bad.
I think early on, I didn't quite understand what makes a good game.
You're going to regret this.
All I ask is there only three options and
not
four?
I made that adjustment.
Thank you.
See, I've cut down to just two options.
I kind of like the two options.
Just A or B.
I've been doing two options.
I was listening yesterday. I don't like the two options.
Oh,
lie in all of yours.
You know what?
What?
I think that you're doing the AI thing on your...
way?
I don't know. I have a feeling.
That was homemade.
Okay, well, I believe you.
Don't accuse me of using ChatGPT.
You did.
$19,001 bills. Where'd you get that from?
Yeah, I Googled it. You can Google height of.
Okay.
How long does it take you to?
Honestly, I put an hour into that game yesterday.
It seemed like you put. Did
you
some
put
work.
An hour?
An hour.
How much time do I put in my games?
Well, they're all lies. So you can do
lies.
It in no
they're
time
very,
at all.
Very, very Next good game. Games. Remember. I check every question three times because you guys are non-believers.
Well, when you go on Google and look up things from the 20s, that's what's going to happen.
Right.
But I go back.
You do go back. All right, so Momo, give us a little preview of the game Pepe's going to play.
Just give me a little Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Nice. Do you watch Curb?
Yes.
All right, good. We'll get to that coming up next. Game of Games, Mason in Ireland. Momo's here. Pepe's here. 710 ESPN.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is me, Pepe, Bergman, and Brian playing, and it is Momo's game.
You're going to regret this.
Momo, describe the game.
Well, you guys got me into Curb Your Enthusiasm, so yeah. I decided to do a Curb Your Enthusiasm trivia.
Cool.
We have 9 questions, 3 choices each. Whoever gets the most wins. I do have a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Ready?
Bergman, we'll both
multiple choice.
On this,
yeah. Who's okay. keeping score?
Me and Bergman.
Mason, but I got to find a pen.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
All right. What is the name of Jeff and Susie's daughter? Is it Susanna, Sammy, or Sarah? Mason.
I believe it is Sammy.
All right.
Pepe?
I think it's Sammy.
Greg? Bergman?
I think it's Sammy. I'm still looking for a pen. Sammy.
And Brian?
Let's go Sammy.
It is Sammy. Okay, we're starting.
Yeah, we got that one.
They're
going to
get
one.
Harder.
Okay, everybody got that on the board.
Who does Larry have an ongoing arriving at the restaurant early feud with? Is it Marty, Jeff, or Richard? And
Marty,
that's Pepe.
Jeff or Richard?
Richard.
All right.
Bergman? Bergman?
Richard.
Brian?
Let's go Richard.
And I'm also going to Richard.
You guys are all right. Oh, this might be too easy.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
All right, let's see.
No, we're good.
What is the name of the doll that Larry and Jeff steal? Is it Judy, Rudy, or Rosie? And that goes around to Bergman.
The doll they steal.
Is this the one they cut the hair off the doll? Remember?
I don't even remember that one.
Larry and Jeff cut
Judy,
the
Rudy, or Rosie?
Hair. I'll say Judy.
Okay. Brian?
I'm going to go Rosie.
Yep. Mason?
I am going to go Judy. And Pepe?
I will say Judy.
It is Judy.
Yeah. I thought that was right. Yeah. So the only one miss, Brian missed that one.
Okay.
Ashamed.
What is the title of the first episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm? Is it Pilot, The Pants, or Porno Gill?
This one is to Brian.
Let's go Pilot.
Pilot. Mason says Pants.
Pepe?
Pepe.
I'm going to say Pants.
And Greg.
I know it's the one with the pants where he was talking about it was like lifting up a lot, but Pilot.
The correct answer is The Pants.
The Pants, yes.
There you go.
Dang, dang. All right, so okay. Pepe and I have taken a lead.
Yep.
Who jumps off a ski lift to get away from Larry? Is it Wanda, Susie, or Rachel? This one is around to Brian.
Wanda, Susie, or Rachel?
I think it's Susie. We got Susie.
Okay. Mace?
I am going to go Wanda.
Pepe?
I'm going to say Rachel.
And Bergman.
I think
I think it's Rachel.
I think it is Rachel. It came to me after too late.
Yeah, Wanda. Susie would be the other one.
Yeah, Susie would be the other one. Okay, so it's Mason 4, Pepe 5.
Oh, Bergman, Pepe's in the lead.
4, Brian 2.
Oh, that
so
could
Pepe,
be
you've got a lead.
These next ones are harder.
Okay.
What is Shaq's favorite episode of Seinfeld? Is it The Contest, The Opposite, or The Jimmy? What is Shaq's favorite episode of Seinfeld? This one comes back around to Mace.
I'll say Contest.
Pepe?
Contest.
And
contest.
Greg. Brian.
Contest.
You guys are all right. You guys really know you're curbed.
Well, that was a Seinfeld, but
yeah.
The Contest was great. Actually written by the great Peter Melman.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Which of these birds does Larry accidentally kill? Is it a parrot, an eagle, or a swan? That is to Pepe.
Say it again.
Which of these birds does Larry accidentally kill? A parrot, an eagle, or a swan?
A swan.
Bergman?
Swan.
Brian?
I think it is swan.
It is swan.
You guys all know, are these way too easy?
Well, no. I mean, they're good.
You're just
they're good.
Really good. Yeah.
I know more about it than I thought I did.
Wow. Okay.
Pepe is undefeated, is he not?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Seven, you have
I
six,
only have
I have
two
six.
More. Okay, ready?
Yep.
When Leon is pretending to be Danny Duberstein, what does he claim everything tastes like? Apples, raspberries, or peaches? And this one goes
Pepe
around
to, go
to the leader, Pepe.
Pepe.
Peaches.
Bergman?
Peaches.
Is this your spot?
No, not my spot. Peaches.
Brian?
I'm going to go apples.
And Mace?
I'm going to go peaches.
It is peaches.
Yeah, I thought so.
Now Brian is out.
Okay.
Brian, you're out.
We're missing like two.
Yeah, you've only missed two, but you're out.
You guys really know your curve. All
so
right.
It's Pepe has a 1-point lead over me and Bergman.
We've got to go the other way. Yeah, yeah.
What is notable about the chef hired to work at Bobo's restaurant in grand opening? He has Tourette's syndrome, he is Cheryl's new boyfriend, or he's blind? This goes to Pepe.
He's blind.
Greg?
Tourette's.
And Mace.
Tourette's.
It's Tourette's.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a tie.
A tie all the way through.
Very exciting. Okay.
By the way, I'm going to say pretty good game.
It was okay, right?
Yeah, pretty good game.
If we didn't watch this much, we'd be terrible.
I know. I was like, you guys really know this stuff.
Tiebreaker now?
Tiebreaker, yeah.
Tiebreaker. Okay. In 2007, Larry David estimated that he lost about half of his fortune in his divorce. What is his net worth in 2024? Let's just say the closest. Closest net worth of Larry David. Based in 2024.
Okay. Write down a number,
okay,
Pepe.
I wrote down a number.
All right.
Closest.
Closest. We're not going to say without going over. Just
you got
closest.
It, Pepe? Okay.
All right.
Pepe, what do you got?
You can say it.
$60 million.
Okay. Bergman?
I went low and said 16.
And I said $250 million.
Mason, you are the winner. Yeah. It's $450 million.
A lot of Seinfeld money.
Wow.
A lot of Seinfeld money.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Mace,
yes!
You won the curb game.
Yes!
Mace is now tied for the lead with Pepe, Laura, and Ireland.
Excellent.
There's a four-way tie with... Oh,
wow.
Someone messing with this? Who's messing with this?
Me.
Why?
I was fixing the score.
I got it. Don't worry about it. I got it.
If I text you, you better text me back almost right away, or I'm going to be upset.
Never.
So, Pepe, I said earlier I'm incredibly optimistic about this final third of the Lakers season. I think they're going to go 16-10 down the stretch for 55 wins. And
45.
I'm sorry, 45 wins, and that they're going to be the sixth seed or better. What do you think?
I totally agree with you, but I think they're going to go 18 and not 16.
Really?
Have you seen the
18
schedule?
Wins.
Have you seen their remaining schedule?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So the Lakers play good against good teams.
That's true. I agree with that.
They always play up to the competition.
Yeah, that's called the mirror thing.
What is that?
What, the mirror? You know what a mirror is?
I'm familiar.
Okay. Very familiar or barely?
No, I look in it sometimes.
All right, okay. I'm going to read you some games.
Wait, I want to figure out the mirror
the
thing.
The mirror is you play to the...
Oh, whatever. Yeah, okay, got it.
Reflects
the mirror
back at
thing.
You.
Okay. Yeah.
The Lakers play the Warriors tomorrow.
Okay.
Spurs on Friday. Could be a win.
That's a win.
Then they play in Phoenix.
Tough.
Against the Clippers at home.
Tough.
Wizards should win that one.
Should win.
home against the Nuggets, Thunder, Kings, Bucks, Timberwolves, Kings again, then the Warriors. All of those are top teams.
That's a long home. Is that a homestand?
Mm-hmm.
That is a long homestand.
Okay, there's a, the game in Sacramento on the 13th is in Sacramento.
But yeah.
There's one game up
there. And back, yeah.
Yeah. Then they're home also against, they're still home. This is a really long homestand. Hawks, Sixers, Pacers, Bucks again. Then finally they get the Grizzlies, Pacers, Nets. There's some wins in there at the end.
I agree with Pepe. It's the mirror thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
remember,
mirror thing,
remember
yeah.
when they went and they were supposed to beat Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yes, those team. Bad two
they
games.
They lost.
Houston and Atlanta.
And then they had to play Boston and New York.
And they beat them both.
Without LeBron.
That's a good point.
And they won.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
two games.
They rise to the level of their competition.
That's
okay.
right.
Yeah.
And the player, people forget that these players that are in the NBA, they're in the NBA for a reason. They're good.
Right.
There's some that are superstars. But the guys that play, they're all good.
So we had a conversation earlier, Pepe, about, you know, when LeBron goes and when Steph goes, who's the next face of the NBA?
That's a very good question. I think it's going to be, I will say Luka can be the face.
Hmm.
Do you think he has enough, like, persona, like charisma?
Does he have enough riz?
Careful.
You know, another player that I really like.
Yeah.
It's Shea.
Shea. Now, does he have... Because you need a big person. You need a lot of riz
yeah, like,
to be the face of the
Embiid
NBA.
Embiid definitely has... I think he definitely has a
riz?
Lot of charisma.
You, want,
not
you will not say riz?
No. It feels charisma. Too close to something I shouldn't say.
Charisma.
Charisma.
I like charisma.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that they have to embrace. You know.
Embrace. See, I think it is going to be... We talked
yeah.
about it. I think it's going to be Wembanyama.
Yeah,
he's fascinating
be.
To watch.
Yeah.
He's very, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just never been a player anything like. I mean, I watched highlights from that game where he had 10 blocks, a triple double with 10 blocks. I mean, just amazing.
He's fun to watch. Like,
he's a great passer too.
Yeah, I'm watching the Rising Stars game.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah,
he's just fun to watch everything he does in the court because it's so different than anything you've ever seen.
Yep,
and you can't even believe he's able to do it.
Yeah.
You know, guys, you've been watching basketball for a long time.
Yes.
You know what people forget?
Hmm.
People forget that basketball is a global thing now.
Yeah, right.
So you're saying Embiid, Wembanyama, Luka, Jokic, Giannis, they're not American players.
Right, right. See? Foreign-born players.
I think that is actually one of the issues with the NBA right now is that Giannis is very popular.
Tell you what, let's hold this conversation.
Okay.
Pepe, stay here. Let's hit the super stager.
Whoa. Y'all right?
Woo!
La, 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 la.
Wow.
Out!
Wow.
Hey, that you stored up for that one.
That is one of the longest love boats ever.
Because he's in a plane.
Yes, yes. Scott Kaplan's going to join us. Is Shidano on the, is he on the horn?
Not yet. He'll
Not
be
yet.
Here in a second.
Okay.
Is
he in studio or is he?
He's gone. He actually just put in his 2 weeks with Cappy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's over?
Yeah.
Huh. So he's leaving, you're staying?
He's done. He says he's done.
Cappy's
over.
Done or Shidano's
no,
done?
Shidano's done.
Oh, that's a shame.
From Cappy.
He will be missed. Thoughts and prayers.
Dang.
Wow, Mace.
It's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. So what do they call you sometimes at the Starbucks when they see your...
I told you already. I'm not going to repeat it. You can say it.
I can say it? Sometimes.
It's so funny.
Sometimes they call you pee-pee.
The horse. Can you believe that?
No, that's just...
And when they
where
call
is
me,
the respect,
seriously,
Pepe? Where is the respect?
No. You go to Starbucks and they go, I have an espresso frappuccino for pee-pee.
And you know, the funny thing is I go and say, really?
Yeah.
Really? Did you read that? Did you hear yourself what you're saying?
And
yes.
And then what do they say?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry,
I'm
sir.
Sorry. Exactly.
Do they belt it out?
Because they don't know better.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. They're just not thinking.
They're not
so,
thinking.
Not thinking
so, Kathy,
a lot
what
of
happened?
People don't think.
What happened to Shidano?
I'm not going to say anybody here in the room, but
how did the whole Cappy and Shidano show unravel the way you described it?
I don't know. I was listening to Pee-Pee. What were you saying?
What were you saying? What are these people doing to you? Tell me. If I have to go start kicking ass, I will.
I have a story about you, but it's too long, and I don't have the time.
What do you mean you don't have the time? You got, okay. You got 20
it's
minutes?
It's super crosstalk.
Hear me out.
Go ahead.
I will absolutely hear you out.
Who says hear me out all the time? Hear me out.
I'm hearing.
Okay. So I was coming from Santa Barbara, you know, and you know, they told me that I have to be careful because there's a long way where you don't find any bathrooms or anything.
Yeah. Right, right.
So before that, I took two Imodiums.
Yeah, you know, two Imodiums.
And then I got...
Thus pee-pee.
And then I got a new Depends, you know, just in case.
You got Depends.
I'm talking about another person. Okay,
is a friend of yours.
Yeah,
with Depends and Imodium.
I put a Depends, and I said, "Well, I'm sure." So when I was driving through Calabasas, I remember that Beto Duran told me that, you know, in the exit in Calabasas there is. I was hungry, but I was safe because I took the two Imodium.
And
right?
You had the Depends.
And I had the Depends. So they said there is a very good taco stand right there, and the food is really good, and it's not that expensive.
Right.
So I went over there. You know, I was safe, so I was there, and you know, hear me out. Hear me out.
No, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. Yeah, I'm hearing you.
I'm telling you.
I'm hearing. I'm listening.
And then I was there, and Oibe, you know, there is this car, beautiful car.
Yeah.
Bentley.
A Bentley, nice.
A Bentley.
Yeah, it's car in Calabasas. Yeah.
And it stops right there in front of me.
Right.
And then they roll down the window, and there's this beautiful, beautiful girl. You're not gonna believe me, huh? You
know, no, I totally believe you.
Hear me out.
Imodium, Depends, and a beautiful girl.
And then the lady said, "I'm sorry, I saw the girl, and I said, I seen this woman before.
Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful."
Yeah.
Okay? So she said, "Hey, you know, I was home, and I wanted to eat something. Are these tacos any good?" "Oh, they're really good. Mm-hmm. They're really good."
Got
I
it.
Said, I said, you know. And
I'm hearing you out.
Hear me out, okay? And I'm telling you.
I'm hearing
all of it, yeah.
So I said, the carnitas one is the best because Beto Duran told me that.
Sure.
Okay? Yeah.
So she said, okay. And she went like that to say, she got out of the car and
right.
said, I'm Kim Kardashian. Nice to meet you.
No.
And then I said, I know you. And then I said, Kaplan. It's called Kaplan.
Yeah.
And then she said, oh, I know who you are because I listen to you every afternoon when I'm driving.
No.
See, I tell you, everybody's listening. Everybody's listening all the damn
Kim
time.
Kim Kardashian.
That's right.
That's
you what, spoke with Kim Kardashian
no,
and she
me.
Said.
It's him.
As me.
Oh.
It's he him. Said, oh. Pepe said, hi, Kim Kardashian. I'm Scott Kaplan.
No, I said, Kaplan. Scott Kaplan.
Right.
And like Bond, James
and
Bond.
And she said.
I know who you are.
I know who you are, mother effer. Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
So what was the Imodium and the Depends about? Do you always have the Imodium and the Depends?
I don't know.
It's part of my deal. You know what I mean? Like, I don't use Imodium, but I have extra pairs of underpants in the back of my car.
Underpants. I forgot about that. The underpants.
I know all the places that you can stop.
Yeah, yeah, that's key.
And then because the celery juice, right, could kill you.
Did you start it?
I haven't yet.
There you go.
I haven't yet.
I'm telling you.
But you have to know where all the good hotels are to stop and make a duty if you are out and about somewhere, right?
That or you put an extra one.
You should do like an app.
Absolutely.
App's a good idea, but I also think, you know what else? It's like people who
do bathroom app.
But how about like people who do like
people
travel.
People have gas station apps.
Yes. People who do like travel on Instagram or something like that.
Yeah.
Like what if I, along the way, I'm like, hey, everybody, today I happen to be in, you know, whatever, wherever I'm at. And this particular hotel right here behind me has got the best bathrooms because you can park right up front, sneak right past the front desk, and get right to the bathroom
in the
lobby.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you ever do the thing where you go into a fast food restaurant, I'll buy a soda so I don't feel bad about using the can.
Of course, yeah. You can't.
You're walking by the whole counter, you're like, okay, I'll buy a small soda and then I'll use
your
can.
What if it's an emergency and you have to go to the bathroom first, then come out and buy something because you feel bad about what you just did in their bathroom?
You say, listen, I'll be right back, I'm buying a soda, and you hit the can.
Oh, you don't say anything and you come back and buy the soda.
Yeah.
But you know what, Capi?
Tell me.
If you do the restaurant thing, I mean the hotel thing, the hotels are going to complain, like, because they're going to get a lot of people.
It's true.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Right. We're not getting a lot of guests.
We're getting a lot. We're getting a lot of people using our bathroom.
A lot of people stopping by the can.
You. Right.
Thanks.
How
great
can
app.
You use in the bedroom? Cappy told me.
Exactly. Did you? So I got a text. I got a text or a tweet. I'm not sure which.
From
Chris at the Green Cross in Torrance.
Uh-huh.
He says that we can definitely come up with a Venice Mace strain.
That's awesome.
Of
I love
weed.
That idea. Love that
Isn't
idea.
Isn't that awesome?
It's a great idea.
I would love to be smoking my own.
Well, you got. Well,
I guess you're not supposed to get high on your own supply.
Right. But that is more for J-Ho than it is for
it is. You're
for,
right.
for weed.
You're right.
What Ramona? No. You just the way you just looked at me like
no.
Did I not use the word right?
I don't know what the word is.
J-Ho? J-Ho, man.
I don't know.
You don't know what Mayho is? J-Ho, man. You ever see Scarface?
I don't think that's using the right.
No, I don't think so.
Oh no, I think I think okay. you're using it right. Yeah.
I think so too. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I think that's kind of a crowning achievement for you.
A strain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can quit after that.
The issue...
I mean, literally.
Once they're smoking Venice Mace, I'm like...
It's pretty...
But here's the thing. The issue is this, and Chris will appreciate this. If Chris wants to help you create your own strain...
Yes.
...and your own branding...
Yeah.
...then at that point, you have to now market it like as if it's an NIL deal for you.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just let somebody have your name, image, and likeness.
Right.
You need to let somebody... You need to get the Venice Mace strain...
Yep.
And then you have to promote it, hype it, brand it, sell it, and make money off of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm all for it.
It's like, okay, for example, there's like, what's the name of that sandwich shop that comes in here sometimes?
Oh,
and
Ike's.
Ike's. Right, yeah. Like they've got these sandwiches with people's names on
them. Right.
Yeah. Do those people get paid on that? I don't think so.
No, I think they just loan their name to the sandwich.
Okay, well, you don't want to do that. You don't want to loan your name to
the
weed.
I want to make money.
You don't
want to put it in there.
Yeah, I want to make money.
Be a capitalist. You know?
Morales, what are you doing?
What's in the bag?
Target, because I've got sinuses going on. So get this. Oh. I'm dying over here.
Okay.
I'm at Target trying to get sinus medication. Sedano calls me.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There's traffic on the freeway.
Oh, my God.
That's why he quit.
Wait a minute.
I got to turn around.
Hang on a second. Wait.
It's a bit's not bad, not great if you have to play it.
Breaking news.
He's like,
what's the latest?
I'm trying to get an afternoon slice at 7th and Fig to make me feel better.
Yep.
Anyway.
What happened to that? Where's my slice?
I didn't get you a slice. You've been an idiot to me all day.
What do you mean?
Anyway, Sedano calls. There's traffic. It's quicker for me to just turn around and go home. I go, yeah, but Cappy's here. He's going to fill up. Well, just go in there. I said, well, I wasn't planning to do the show. I'm dying.
Yeah. You're dying. Sedano's driving home.
I think Sedano should be home in a second.
Because he's just become aware.
And Pepe's still
of the
drinking that Frappuccino that's been sitting here for 3 hours.
It was kind of bad traffic today.
I was just going to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, what bad luck for Sedano. The only day that he finds traffic in Los Angeles.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Great job, Pepe. Great job.
You know, down at Starbucks, he's known as Pee-Pee.
Pee-Pee?
Pee-Pee.
That's what they call him down there.
And that's what they call him at the Starbucks.
I got espresso Frappuccino for Pee-Pee.
Why does it take you so long to drink that thing?
You have been working on that a long time.
It's a big one.
You like that? It is a big one.
It is a big one.
You want the big one?
You're like that guy at the bar that takes it 2 hours to drink one cocktail.
Yeah. So Sedano will be here eventually.
We don't know for sure.
I don't think so.
We're not
positive. I don't think he's coming in.
I'm going to take NyQuil right now. Let's see how long
I'm going to take. Why not take the DayQuil?
Well,
the DayQuil does the same stuff, except it doesn't knock you out. The NyQuil will knock you to sleep.
Did you walk down to the Target?
Well, I did order it on .com.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because you know that one, everything's caged up.
Yeah, right. Oh, dude, everything's caged up, for sure.
I had Cappy. One time we had to buy Cappy a toothbrush. It took an hour.
Oh, right. You need to get somebody to come over and unlock a case.
Totally.
So you got allergies going on?
Yeah, allergies. No, I'm not sick.
I think you got to try the celery juice.
Maybe. I feel a lot better after the Afrin. Yeah. Double shot of Afrin.
Oh, yeah. That's...
And I feel better after the slice of afternoon pie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's a Sbarro
over slice?
There. Just one.
Come on. One slice.
I love Sbarro.
No, it was just one.
One slice. You haven't double cut it?
No.
Because if you haven't double cut it, it makes it feel like you're eating two slices, but you're only eating one slice.
One slice, you feel good about yourself. Yeah. Two slices, you kind of
Do you ever go to the Sbarro on Times Square?
Yes,
Once,
have.
Yes.
Yeah. Where you get as much food as you want in one container, and then they just charge you by the weight.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, really?
I'll have half a pound of Italian food.
Jesus.
Some lasagna, some spaghetti.
I don't like when people start talking about charging by weight. I don't like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
hey, go to the Whole Foods down here and go to the salad bar.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and then you're like, okay, and you never see the price. The price is nowhere to be found. You load up, man. You got, like, all kinds of stuff in this from the salad bar. You get, like... A couple of hard-boiled eggs you throw in there.
Yeah,
right.
That's
good.
Right.
You know, you get some peas. Peas weigh a lot.
Peas are good,
Peas weigh a lot,
right? Heavy, heavy peas.
You throw in a couple of cucumbers.
Yep.
Before you know it, it's a $75 salad.
Exactly.
You know, it's like eating at the Lexus Club.
Oh.
I was just going to say that, you know.
Good job, Pepe.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot up the Selsun Blue during the show.
You are?
Yeah.
Really?
Wait a minute. So what kinds of medication are you going to be on during the show?
I got to do the Flonase because I ran out of Flonase. I ran out of Flonase 2 days ago. And I said, I got to hurry up and get out of here instead of going and getting one. And the allergies hit me. We got Flonase. We got Tylenol just in case there's a fever coming.
Tylenol. Okay.
Vaporub for tonight.
Oh, Vaporub.
Vaporub. Zycam.
My Jesus, man.
The NyQuil for tonight.
You're a medicine cabinet.
This is like what Ireland would
have. More of the cough drops.
And by the way, as you're not, I'll take a couple of cough drops.
I know, right?
No, I'm not sick.
We have Shadano joining us with news, traffic news. George, what's up, man?
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on in this
city. It is really bad today. I agree.
Yeah, traffic on the fives, Pepe on the sevens.
It took me much longer to get here today.
Yeah. It had me at, I was leaving at the normal time I always leave.
Yeah.
And normally, at worst, 45 minutes at this time heading downtown.
Right.
Because most people are
going away
heading, going home. Right, going away. It was an hour and 15 minutes, and I'm like, oh, that can't be real. Like, I'll get on the freeway and things will get easier. No, it was like a parking lot out there.
Traffic was terrible today. It was terrible for me, too.
Is that everyone stayed in during the rainstorm, and now everyone is going out. All the stuff you didn't do while it was raining, you're going out and doing now.
Yeah.
It's my theory.
You want a hit of the Flonase?
No, let me get a hit of that Flonase.
Flonase.
There's some DayQuil.
Hold on. Did you get the green Flonase
or the green Flonase?
No, you need the blue. Why? What's the blue Flonase?
What's the blue?
Blue is better than green.
Well, why? What's the difference?
I'm already back.
Yeah.
Well, now it's in the air.
Now it's in the air.
Cappy and I haven't snorted something together in like 10 years.
It's been a long time.
Is that right? Why do you need all the Flonase?
Are you really sharing your Flonase?
No, get in there.
Oh, got all over. I don't want to stick it in my nose because I'm going to clean it. But I know, but right now it is. But then I'm going to give it to you. And it's like,
I'll alcohol it.
My dirty beak into your dirty beak.
Listen, we once shared a hot dog together and went with
that
the
lip. That is true. You lady and tramp, the lady and the tramp, this hot dog.
And I did play-by-play about it.
I know.
Flonase. Flonase is so good.
If you're not going to put it in, stop wasting
this. What the hell is the point of Flonase? What are you doing?
It's sinus medication. Opens up the sinus.
Do you have sinus problems?
Yeah. I have a hole in my nostril. Anyway.
I don't.
From back in the day?
From back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, that was so good. Exactly. A couple of hits of Flonase.
Momo was very perplexed by us.
I just like the sharing of the Flonase. Is just
well, I haven't shared it yet. I haven't put it in my nose.
That's true. You got it. I'm going to alcohol it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Come on,
Momo. That's a good name for a movie.
I wouldn't even do it if you alcohol it.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, Momo. You seem so perplexed by us.
No, it's okay. I mean, you know.
Pepe,
it's a slow sports time. We got to do something.
Right. I said this when I came in today. I'm like, you know, we need the Lakers to come back. we need the Lakers.
We need LeBron to play. Oh, that's right. Sorry.
I was watching all the afternoon programming at ESPN, and PTI had a segment that was like, fill in the word. And the topic was, it's blank that the audio from what Travis Kelce said to Andy Reid during the Super Bowl hasn't leaked yet.
Oh, really?
Like a whole segment
I'd like to know what that's all about.
Yeah, where is the audio?
Yeah,
the NFL saying they don't have it?
Oh, no, they got rid of that, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the burnt Spygate tapes.
Why, though? I wonder why.
Well, they're not supposed to, but they don't have to release any of
that. No, but like...
Somebody usually gets it.
They didn't give it to NFL Films, like for like inside the NFL. That's the show.
But usually somebody gets it.
But not long after the Super Bowl, there was the Niners on the sideline after the third quarter interception. And they're like, man, Patrick Mahomes, he's just regular. He ain't special. Ain't nothing special about him. We making him look regular. So it wasn't like there was something, I would say, like crap talking about another player. Like, so what's the big deal? So we all saw Travis Kelce go bumping into Andy Reid.
Right.
We know what
assaulting him. He assaulted him.
Okay.
Who cares?
And if that was Keyshawn or T.O. that did that on the side,
Jim
Nantz
would
have just, what a disgusting act. Oh my God. How can we have this?
Chris is right. It would have been a national Travis.
Remember when NFL Films did the thing to Key when he was just yelling at Gruden?
No.
Keyshawn Johnson lashes out at the coach on prime time.
Remember when Randy Moss fake mooned
Joe Buck,
the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. Like,
no.
That is a disgusting act.
On the goalpost. He scored and then he gave a moon job.
Although, don't you think?
No, but he didn't actually moon anybody.
Right.
He kept his pants on.
Right.
He just did the motion of it.
Don't you think if Kansas City had lost that game, it would be a much bigger story?
Yes.
We'd look at it and say, they were off the rails.
It would never reach the levels of Moongate.
Moongate.
Yeah.
So I think it is interesting that it's not out there. I had kind of forgotten about it.
Yeah, so you don't think they will release that in the future?
No, but
usually
there's some kind of, somebody's got an in-house feed, somebody gets the audio, it always happens in the NBA.
TMZ will do it.
Somebody gets it.
TMZ will get that.
I was just watching something today where they had Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley during the All-Star
competition. It was good.
Where they were off mic and off. They thought they were.
They must have agreed to release that. That was like 5 minutes of audio.
It was. It was 5 minutes of them off air.
It was great.
Yeah.
So if they release stuff like that, I mean, why would the NFL be protecting who? Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, or their brand?
I mean, really? You covered that league as much as anybody. Like, you don't think that they don't want that stuff out? Come on.
But see, that's the real stuff.
Right, that's the stuff that really happens.
I get it, but they also want to protect a certain image. Like, God knows what he said to Andy Reid there that they don't want out. Think about it that way.
But didn't he just say, I want in the effing game, something like that?
But he bumped him, and Andy Reid's an old man.
He did stunt. I mean, Andy Reid was really
caught him off guard.
Caught him completely off. It was like when I got dump trucked.
Right, it was like a single dump truck.
It was exactly like when I got dump trucked.
It was a dump truck, yeah.
Momo, come on. By the way, Momo, how long have you been doing the celery thing?
6 weeks.
Now, yesterday you were all done up from TV.
Yeah.
Today, you're less done up, and you look like you're 21 years old.
There's no makeup, no nothing.
Yeah, she came from the gym.
But you look amazing.
From the gym.
Like, you look so young and, like, glowing.
It's celery juice.
It's just celery?
Well, I mean, I'm eating nothing processed also. Nothing processed.
By the way, I thought I went nice with the compliments, and Mom would even say thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Do I have to make the celery juice myself?
You got to juice it yourself.
Really? I don't want to do that.
You can't, and you got to clean it every day.
You got to, like, get the juice man, that thing?
You know what it becomes? Don't. I'm not going to do that motion. You put the celery in. And then you juice it I do it at night. You're supposed to do it in the morning. It's too much for me to do in the morning. So I do it at night. I get it all ready to go. I have lemon water first, and then I do celery juice. Oof. And it's like 8 ounces of lemon water and 16 ounces of celery juice. You're kind of full for a while after
What's
all that.
What's the celery taste like? I mean, I know you're going to say celery, but...
kind of watery,
it's
right?
It's kind of salty water.
Okay.
That makes you go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it makes you go to the bathroom. You definitely do not...
Oh, Pepe.
Listen, you got to plot your whole
Here's the big question.
By the way, this happened to Kaffi on the walk back from the gate. He's like, we got to get upstairs quickly.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on?
Oh, listen, today I would have a preschool drop off. I was like, I bring both kids and I drop the 5-year-old off and then I say to Jacob, the baby, and I'm like, hey, Jacob, we gotta go. We got to go to the bathroom. And I go right, you know.
Momo, is the celery juice good for visceral fat?
Good question. Know. Thank you for that.
Don't start him off.
I think it's good.
Thank you for that. Look,
I love that bit.
Visceral fat.
He goes, you know, you look all right, but I can tell there's a lot of visceral fat going on.
Guess what?
On
at dinner last night, it didn't stop him.
Yeah, you still went hard?
Here's what happened last night. So we go downstairs.
Craft by Smoke and Fire.
Have you guys been to this?
Yeah,
no, I've not been there yet.
I'd not been there, and it was outstanding. It was really, really good. And we were hanging out with our friends from Yamava, and we got there, and I saw Tommy Lamb. And he had some steak. I don't remember which steak it was.
It's like the
they, by New himself York. Or entertaining?
No, well, we had entertaining.
Oh, okay.
It was all chopped up, and I was like, whatever he's got, I want that. So I ordered it. But then Chrissy over here goes, we got to get the quesadilla.
The short rib quesadilla is amazing.
Which is bomb AF, like you cannot believe. This
that
quesadilla,
sounds amazing.
Right? So we have this. We
say
get
quesadilla then.
What?
Say quesadilla.
Quesadilla. Great.
No.
It's like Italian or something.
No. Quesadilla.
He's a white man.
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla. I just spent 4 days in Mexico, man. I feel very good. My Spanish is muy bien.
Yeah.
Muy what?
Muy bien.
Okay.
Mien?
Okay.
It's okay. Anyway, we're having the short rib quesadilla.
There we are.
We get done.
He also had a couple mandalas, Blanco mandalas.
Why not?
We get done. We go across the street. We're there at the Kings game.
What did you order at the dessert cart, Cappy?
Well, at the dessert cart, I was trying to watch myself, but I knew I wanted like a little slice. So Lindsay Baseball got this massive bowl of ice cream, and she told me she was going to put it on chocolate cake, but then she didn't get the chocolate cake, so I got the chocolate cake so I could just slice it a little tiny bit.
Right.
I took a couple slices, a little bit. Then I decided, I got problems. I got celery juice issues right here, right now. Right? It's in between the second and the third period. I go running to the men's room. It's packed.
You got to be careful.
So listen,
you appreciate Steve Ballmer now.
Right. It's packed.
That's a good point.
And I couldn't do what I was going to do because it was...
I know, and then you're like, what would I do?
You're going to love that new Steve Ballmer building.
Oh, can't wait. So I say to Chris, I go, Chris, we got to go.
Yeah.
We got to go, and we got to get across the street.
You
can't
run, though, when you're in that condition.
Terrible.
You left the game?
Running is all danger.
You left the game?
I left the game after the second period. The Kings were up, I think, 3-1.
You just got to find another bathroom.
They ended up winning 4-1.
I came across the street here, and I went to the bathroom here.
Here, yeah.
While I was waiting to walk across the street.
Took care of personal business. Are you TikToking us right now?
I'm TikToking you right now.
You're TikToking us?
Yeah, you talk about the can. Talk about going to the can some more.
You're TikToking us right now.
Yeah, I'm TikToking you.
And then took care of personal business.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
right.
Pepe, I could have used the Imodium, and yeah. I could have used the Depend.
It's too late at that point.
For sure, I thought you no, carry you Imodium with you.
No, with that
did you have a horse?
You should.
Did you have a horse?
No horse.
No horse.
No horse.
Poor Pepe.
The horse.
Pepe, you know that you have to like perform that live at the Mandy's.
I will do it. No problem.
Yeah, of course.
There you go. No problem.
He should come out on the horse.
You know, oh, that would
like,
be good.
Right, he should have like
ride
one of those
in
horse.
On a horse.
Yeah,
that would be next
bomb.
Level.
Yeah,
Mama, we gotta go
I'll
have
think
this
of something.
Okay.
By the way,
I can't listen. You got celery. You got issues with your sinuses.
Yeah,
you gotta cut the dairy.
I don't do dairy. Well, last night we did dairy. Okay, we had a cheat night.
Yeah,
a cheat night.
if you got sinus issues, you just don't have any cheese or dairy or anything.
It doesn't work to deprive yourself all the time.
I tried not to.
Yeah. There's wonderful things that you can have.
Not a lot of deprivation over there.
No, we were doing well. In the last week, I've been on a run.
Yeah.
I've been on a run. And then, yeah, now my sinuses are... You're absolutely right. The inflammation is what destroys your body.
Right. No nightshades. Stop eating nightshades. That's what Brady
What's
says.
Nightshades?
Nightshades?
Nightshades.
Tomato.
What is that?
Nightshades
tomato
are like
and
mushrooms, tomatoes. These are all nightshades. They're bad.
Vegetables.
They cause inflammation.
I think
know.
Also bread, quesadillas, alcohol.
No, you're right.
You shouldn't eat tomatoes at night before you go to bed.
Right.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is
yeah.
the doctor's
oldest rule in the book.
Good
Don't
job, Pepe.
Eat tomatoes before
I
bed.
I think we're going to do a bit. Pepe's tips to life.
Yeah.
I want you to record.
Okay. I will say this, Pepe. When I was driving home last night, because the guys were going to the Kings game, I decided to try to find the Kings game on the radio.
Okay.
I didn't realize they're not on terrestrial radio anymore. In English, so I listened to the Spanish broadcast on 1330. It was extraordinary. It was so good to listen to. I don't know if you know those guys at all.
Yeah, no, I know them. Yeah, of course.
They're very good.
Yeah,
they're very good.
Of course,
yeah,
the horse.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, the horse.
Hey, George, did you know that Kim Kardashian listens to your show every day?
You know, Momo, I've heard that everybody listens.
Right,
so everybody, millions and millions of people in Southern California across the Southland listen.
Momo does. Momo listens, though.
That's I listen.
Because the almond nut milk started really on the afternoon
on our show.
Yeah, it did.
So I think if you win bit of the year, I think half of that goes to Sonato and Cap.
I think it all goes
text
to Momo.
Our show. Yes.
Yeah.
Momo would be the bit of the year.
Jorge, you're going to agree with me, okay?
Yeah, he's George.
If there
he's
was
George.
A competition okay. about the biggest liar that you know, mm-hmm. that you know,
yeah.
Cappy will win, wouldn't
he? He's absolutely in the running. I would probably say, yeah, he's. If we were doing an NCAA tournament of people I know that lie, Cappy would be a one seed.
You would be a one seed.
The thing that's great about Cappy is when you lie, I don't even care.
Yeah.
Like, it's right. fine. Right. I don't care if the story is true or not.
Yeah, I don't believe any of it's real.
Right.
It's just funny.
No, I. There's lying, and then there's your truth.
Right.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
You know
no,
what I'm saying?
No, there's not.
You don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
The stories are count. All right. It's
I think for the Mandy's, we want to sweep. When I say we, Sedano and Cap. We want to sweep it.
Wow,
you're campaigning.
But Momo is part of us for fill-in host of the year. Even though she doesn't really fill in on this show as much.
But she still, I think, is the fill-in host of the year, don't you?
Well,
she's the reigning fill-in host.
Yeah, you've won it 2 years in a row.
Two years in a row.
Hey.
Look at that back. Momo's going for a three-peat.
I want the three-peat.
Hey, Pat Riley.
Like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I'm putting the weight of my presence and personality as personality.
Yes.
I'm putting it behind Momo for fill-in host of the year.
I am with you 100%.
I agree with this message.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Bergman's challenging me now, and
Beto's in the running.
Beto's definitely in the running now.
Beto.
DeMarco.
Chris is nixing Beto.
DeMarco's
had a nice run, but he's no Momo.
A-Cam.
Well, you know what? A-Cam. DeMarco has embraced the cappiness of the place. Is what I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's not bringing a blender and nuts in here.
That's the thing.
No he's not. He's not. That's a good point.
No, I mean, whoever blends the nuts actually wins bit of the year. I think.
That should be the same for the award. Whoever
blends
the nuts.
Close,
it is a champagne and nuts trophy.
If it gets close down the stretch, we absolutely trespass Mace's crib. And
you absolutely do not.
We go into that hot
tub. It's a B&E.
You know what I think you do? Toilet paper.
Oh, you toilet paper the hot tub.
And then we'll egg the house, too, just so you know it's us.
Why don't you soap the windows while you're at it? What are you, like 12?
Is that a euphemism?
Or the house.
You just take the toilet paper and throw it over
I am going to end the shenanigans now.
We can keep going.
Going home.
You can go. Go.
You're going to keep the segment rolling?
Why
I'm not?
Not
leaving until you get a break.
Okay.
I'm not leaving until you get a break.
So we want to do this. Cappy and I were talking last night about it at the game. We want to do the Momo hot tub tour.
You guys can come.
Okay. And we'll have our friends with pizza deliver pizzas.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to go too.
When do you? We can set it up.
Well, no, you can't go if you're not letting them use your hot tub.
No, I can go to Momo's jacuzzi.
We got room.
I still think.
I don't know. I think there should be a bouncer not letting you in if you're not going to let them use your.
Ideally, you would wait until the time change when it's going to be light outside. We can do it after dark if you want. I don't care.
It'll film better for social in the daytime, I think.
But Mace, point of information.
I'm not going shirtless in the daytime. Yes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Is your hot tub not an outdoor, like by a pool hot tub? The way you're making it sound is if it's like a bathtub
like a
in
tub.
Your bathroom.
It's an out of ground.
Yeah.
Hot tub.
Why don't
so
you do
it
this
only
tonight?
Fits two people. There are two
house?
Seats.
InstaStory.
No, it's outside the house.
InstaStory this tonight. I want to see the hot tub.
You
don't have to be in it. Just
I'll InstaStory it. Yeah, I will.
Or put it on TikTok.
I'll do both.
Yeah. I'll send you guys a video.
Thank you.
That looked like the embrace.
Oh, the embrace,
What
show
I need
a
to
embracing
know, though, is
stardom.
Do you want to use the pool noodles, the floaties?
I want the floaties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got like a chair you can sit in.
Oh,
it's
beautiful.
A floaty chair.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Talk about
shower.
Talk about visceral fat.
Right. It's my friend from India who told me I had visceral fat.
I know.
His name is GR. Because it's too hard to say his name.
What is the difference between visceral fat and regular fat?
I don't know, but it's visceral, and it just.
I think visceral just means you can see it.
I guess so.
I don't think so. I think visceral means it's like.
Is it underlying?
Why are you looking at me? I don't know.
You've got the outside fat.
I'm not worried about
the visceral fat.
I've got other fat to worry about.
What he's saying is that there's like a lot of cottage cheese on like the sides of my belly.
Happens.
You know.
I'm gonna look this happens. up.
He said that to you.
Yeah, my friend.
That's totally. Disrespectful.
Tonight on an all-new episode of Pepe.
Very disrespectful.
disrespectful.
People were sending us messages in the Circle of Trust yesterday, George. What were they saying? That, like, it's cultural that Indian folks...
Oh, yeah, there was a gentleman who listens to the show who was in the Circle of Trust that is also Indian and says that it's cultural. Like, if he's saying you have visceral fat, you know, that's, part of the course for his people,
he was saying. Okay, here, I got a definition.
Okay.
It's excess weight that develops over time around the center of the body, also called visceral fat, also called belly fat, found deep within your abdominal cavity. Mm. It surrounds important organs, including your stomach, liver, and intestines.
Yeah.
So it's inner fat.
I got it.
There's outer fat and there's inner fat.
But I think it's
manifesting.
I got a diagram.
Like,
but what he's saying is you can, by the way you look, you've got a lot
it gets
of visceral
worse.
Fat.
Hold on. Visceral fat, also known as toxic fat,
is toxic.
Hidden inside your body on and around your vital organs.
Yikes.
It can cause health issues like high blood. Visceral fat is caused by eating more calories than you burn and not moving.
Wait a minute. Update.
Okay. Yeah.
Update on fat.
You need to put the music.
Did you see the picture that
prevent,
he criticized?
Wait, hold on. Wait, a waist circumference of 80 centimeters or more for females and 94 centimeters or more for males could mean that you have too much visceral fat.
I do. I must.
I think we probably all have it.
In other words,
In
Spanish they say you are a panzón.
Panzón.
Sí, eres un panzón.
Most fat is stored underneath the skin and is known as subcutaneous fat.
Oh.
This is the fat that is visible and that you can feel. The rest of the fat in the body is stored around your internal organs, including your heart, liver, and intestines. This is visceral fat.
Dude.
What?
Dude. I'm just looking at the picture that he criticized me for.
Yeah.
And I have visceral fat.
Visceral fat makes chemicals and hormones that can be toxic to the body.
Ugh, I am disgusted.
That's terrible.
Ugh.
So I hope Cappy. All you people.
Oh, it's
out
more
there.
Common in males than women.
Well, I mean, Mace, I haven't gone to break yet.
I'm not going anywhere.
It's like I got cellulite all over my belly.
I will wait
belly.
You out, my Listen, friend. I will wait
we
you
will
out.
We will go to 5 o'clock straight up and then play an hour commercial.
Let's go. Let's do it right
I'm
now.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm on.
Here
let's
we
roll.
Go. You got Eminence? Hit Eminence. Hit the music for me.
Yeah, do it. I like to be part of this one.
428 of the Southland. Are you ready on a Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah.
You ready, Cappy?
I'm ready.
Sit down and Cap. Your Wednesday afternoon right now.
Bing, ba-da-ba. Ding, da-da-ba. Ba-da-ba.
Shidato and Cap is on. Shidato back at the home, but Mason is here.
Yep, hanging out.
Momo's here.
I will not leave till you go to break.
I will.
Pepe, good afternoon.
Hello.
Thank you, Pepe.
Hello.
Hello.
I believe we
sound like Abner Gat.
We have Corporate Greg and Producer Lindsay because they don't know if one show has ended yet or the other has begun.
You just did that, so I'm assuming I'm going to move out of here and Lindsay will
There's
come
a merger.
In.
But look what
a
is
merger
going on.
Between
like
the shows.
A merger of equals,
yes.
as they said in Succession.
Exactly.
I'm a big air guitar person. I'm not doing anything with this hand. Okay.
Do you want to play the drums too, air
yeah.
drums?
I think we've confused the social team because usually one show ends
yes.
and then another show begins.
Now they're
so
all,
confused.
Right. Yeah, they
look
have no idea what's happening.
Look at this lineup.
Should I growl? No.
Good afternoon!
Good afternoon!
Good afternoon!
John, wake up. Oh, sorry.
Different time.
Yeah. Oh. He's back tomorrow. Come on. Wow. He's probably listening right now.
John knows I love him.
Although I have enjoyed tomorrow, by the way. Momo, if you can be on standby, he might not be back tomorrow.
Oh, Ireland may not be back?
May not be back tomorrow.
Why? What's his deal?
Him and Darvin Ham.
He's having Comrex issues.
Oh, here we go.
Like LeBron?
I mean, John did play in the All-Star game, too.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny I's got a ticket guy, right?
I know him.
I need a ticket guy. I need some tickets for something. Yeah. And I need a ticket guy. Now,
won't get him for free.
No, wait. But don't you think that I've done enough favors for Johnny I that I can now call in a favor
to pay for
his ticket guy?
Bit.
I mean, we use the same ticket guy.
Same ticket guy.
To reach out to him on your behalf. For?
Well, I need to get some Kings tickets.
It's the great Harris Rosner from VIP Tickets.
Oh, really? Hey, Harris.
Yeah. Great guy.
Hey, Harry.
His wife, Victoria, fantastic.
Oh,
I used to do yoga with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's great.
Okay.
He helped me out with Sphere tickets, helped Ireland out with. What do you need tickets for?
I need tickets for the Kings game.
My God.
Just go to the NHL.com, bro.
Yeah, just go to Kings.com. They sell tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, get their app.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And Sedano, you were not impressed with U2 in Las Vegas, huh?
I was not. I think that U2 was okay, and I thought the Sphere was clearly the lead there.
Are you kidding me? It was
fantastic. Amazing.
Man. Yeah, I thought I was blown away.
Did you take any gummies before you went to the show?
No.
I did.
No
gummies. Come on, Pat.
I was completely sober.
Guys, just let me know the reads we got. Give me the reads so we don't mess up.
Tell me what I need
to do.
Do
I have a read?
Do I have to do prize picks?
Do I have a read now?
Yeah. Do I have Avner Gat yet?
Yeah, let's go. You want me to do a Commerce Casino while we're at it?
Real quick, George, why don't you tell us about LAX? We'll be back in about a minute or two.
Oh, my home away from home, LAX. Yes, absolutely, Christopher. Give me just one moment.
No problem.
LAX is going through an incredible transformation as it gets ready for the Summer Olympics in 2028.
I mean,
and 2026 with the World Cup coming.
The new People Mover?
The new People Mover is going to take you from terminal to terminal.
Yeah.
They're updating the parking everywhere. It's still not quite there yet. So
yeah, the LAX Economy parking structure is already open.
Oh, there you go.
See, this is why marketing works.
The thousands of smart parking spaces. Yeah, where you have your EV
and
charging
and valet service.
Station. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They have valet, too?
I can't wait for when Momo... It does. We're working on an endorsement for Momo. Yeah.
She should have one.
Oh, definitely she should have
one.
More than one. Well, let's start with one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, then we'll start knocking them
down.
Well,
right, you got to get one to get more than one. Right?
Anything more on LAX? It's the...
Oh, yes, thank you, Mace. They also have modernized terminals for biometric gates for faster boarding. And again, a new rental car facility. So when your friends and family... come visit. They'll have all those brands under one roof. It is really nice. I've been there as well. But then the People Mover train that Momo was alleging about earlier, it's coming.
Yeah. Okay?
It is a real thing. It will be there. It will connect you to the terminals. It will connect you to the rental car facility. And locals, it'll connect you to LA Metro, which means you don't even need a car to get to LAX anymore. At LAX, changes arriving daily to help reduce traffic, save guests time, and transform the travel experience. For more information, go to their website, flylax.com/transforming LAX. That's flylax.com/transforming LAX.
By the way, marketing does work.
Yeah,
we all know.
You knew bits and pieces.
I knew bits and pieces. Right. Yeah.
Pepe, you okay? Don't cough over there.
I'm coughing the other way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Away from you.
You know, we've talked about you having to get like passports and TSA.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. I think I've told you guys this. I lost my TSA credentials. Did I tell you this?
No. How did that happen?
Oh, yeah. How did it happen? I'll tell you how it happened. My ex-wife decided to play legal maneuver games with me, right? And as a result, I lost my TSA credential. So I came back across.
Wait a minute.
How does that work?
Was there like a settlement and she got your TSA credential?
She got the pre-check?
She got the TSA credential?
That would be fine by me. I would have no problem with that.
Would she get Interpol after you or something?
She did. She did some legal maneuvering. And as a result, I had my TSA credentials suspended. So I came across the border back from Mexico, and I decided, well, I'm going to test the system. And I have my, what is the card?
I feel like you're leaving something out here.
I also feel like you're about to admit a federal crime.
Be careful.
No, it's biometric screening now.
No federal crime.
Passport.
But I have the, not the passport. What's the other one? The
passport
global entry.
Global entry, right?
So I have my global entry card, like physically on me. So I go to the customs, and I'm like, let me test the system. So I go, and I give them my global entry. They're like, okay, sir, can you step over here and come with us?
Oh, boy.
They physically took my global entry, right?
Okay.
So now... They're like, well, there was this thing on your record, and you know, and I'm like, yeah, but that was all thrown out, blah blah blah. They're like,
wait a minute, what thing was on your record?
I think he probably doesn't want to get into it.
Okay,
there's one little detail I'm going to save that I'm not going to put on.
Okay,
there,
is that coming up later? Is it a good tease?
No, it's not a good tease, but it is a good tease.
Okay,
but anyway,
you know what it is? It's a big hassle.
Yeah,
it is a big hassle. So today, I'm on the phone with like Border Patrol,
And I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, I was just in the airport the other day. I talked to a supervisor. He gave me your phone number. He told me what to do. And now, like, I'm in the system to finally get it fixed. But let me tell you something. If you lose your TSA or you lose your border, whatever that thing is, dude, you are screwed. Getting it is hard enough. Getting it back is like an impossibility.
So wait a minute. Is this replace your passport?
No. My passport's fine. That works fine.
So why do you need TSA credentials?
So the passport was not in the settlement.
Passport is fine. Passport is with me. Okay, but it's the other one, the global entry card.
What does that mean?
Hard to get.
What is
that's
that for?
Really hard to get.
I don't have
that. That gets you back and forth across the border like no problem.
Okay. Without them, we'll get your passport.
Yeah. I will tell you this. I used to think you had to have global entry because George and I travel to Toronto sometimes and you always have to wait in one line when you're... It takes forever. But now they have those biometric scanners and they just look in your eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like a cornea
like
scan.
Like the Bone Thugs and Harmony song.
Literally.
Look into my eyes.
It's literally,
tell me how you feel.
And you don't even need to show your... They don't even stamp your
passport
anymore.
No, in fact, you look at it and they take a picture of you and they know exactly who you are. They've got all your information.
Yeah. They know everything.
Yeah,
and
they do.
I want the passport stamp. I want somebody to take my passport and say, welcome home, ma'am, and then stamp it. Don't you like that when they say welcome home?
So I got pickpocketed.
Mace, you ever hear Bone Thugs?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I know.
Are you a bigger fan of Bone Thugs or you prefer Harmony?
I'm a big Harmony guy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I like Thugs.
So I got pickpocketed in Italy years ago, and a couple of gypsy kids ran a scam on me.
Why they got big gypsies?
Well, that's the way they were.
Yeah. That's the way it is. So
that's another song. That's just the way it is.
The kid was like 5 years old and walks away with my passport.
Some things will never change.
Then you got to go to the American Embassy and prove who you are.
Yeah.
He had this kid had everything. He had my
wallet,
ID, passport.
That's
everything.
Why they say you got to wear that special thing that goes around your belt and it tucks in and they can't pull it out.
Believe me, since then I have. Yeah. But you got to go to the American Embassy and you've got to prove that you are who you say you are. So you've got to give them numbers and they call people and say, do you know this person? Is this in fact?
This is why I don't travel internationally. I don't want to deal with it. I just want to be left alone. Let me stay home and watch Columbo.
Oh, no, you should go. Have you ever been overseas?
No.
No interest
at all.
Wow.
And many trips have been offered to me to go to Italy, the homeland, half of my homeland.
Beautiful.
Europe, I don't care.
You want to know the worst part, though, of me losing my TSA credentials?
Yeah.
Is that I'm in the airport on Thursday of last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through the regular security line.
Yep.
And I swear to God, here comes my ex-wife.
No.
In the airport.
What's going on with you, man?
That's like a Larry David episode.
And she's now going through the TSA line. And she's like taunting me. Like, hey, hey.
Really?
And she's in the TSA and I am in the regular line. You know?
Right.
Where I'm going to have to take off my shoes.
Are you doing a bit?
No, so she said,
I have your TSA.
I got the TSA. You don't got the TSA. And now I got to try and get the TSA back.
Oh, man.
Ugh, what a life.
What a life.
But are you planning to travel internationally that much?
Well, I do like to go back
and
forth to my
homeland. TSA is way bigger than the global entry.
You have to be very careful with what you said because remember, Kim Kardashian is listening.
Kim is out there. Good job, Cappy. Kim might be like, hey, listen, I can't take you with me on European tours because you don't have your global entry card.
There you go.
Schlepper.
You're probably looking for a Skim sponsorship.
Is a Skim like something?
It's her underwear.
Not the mob
right?
type of Skim.
Oh. No. Skim is like Kim's underwear,
yeah,
right?
It's
the official sponsor of the NBA or something.
She has her own Spanx?
Yeah.
Really?
It's called Skims.
Like today, I told Tommy Lamb,
yes,
the Fun and Games Department chairman, mm-hmm. I want 10% of ticket sales for the Mandy's. We just put in the LLC, just a little Skim off the top.
Administrative
fee.
Yeah, just a little taste, something to wet the beak.
Oh, yeah.
He got very uncomfortable and asked me to leave.
Yeah. I'm sure he did.
You know, Chris, the way you do that is you don't tell anyone.
I just said it on the radio, but
I think
a lot more people start listening at 4:15 than they do at. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, right.
You know what you should do is you should tell a line.
Hang around for an extra 38
minutes.
Actually,
let me give you a compliment
crap.
That came up in a meeting.
Yeah.
At our 2/8/24 celebration.
Yep.
At 1:00 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
More people were watching on YouTube, our YouTube channel, watching you guys live with Corporate Greg. Than ever before in the station history.
Really?
Wow.
The second moment is our last All-Star game, the game.
Is that right?
So congratulations
on
that.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. Great. That was a great day.
It really was.
That was a great day. Great spot, Nixo Lounge, across the street.
Have you guys had a chance to walk over and kind of get up close and personal to the Kobe statue?
Oh, no.
No, not yet.
Oh, you guys haven't done that yet?
I assume there's like, are there still lines and stuff?
There's people out there, but I went over there last week because I think it was Thursday is the day that we had the event.
Yes.
And then I want to say like Tuesday of the following week, I went over to kind of check it out and be hands-on. I mean, it is a massive, massive statue.
How much bigger is it than the other statues?
Put it this way.
Oscar De La Hoya, I assure you, is complaining that nobody can see his statue behind the Kobe statue. And Magic should be complaining because Magic now looks like he's at about a 45-degree angle mm-hmm. when Magic needs to be at about a 75 to 80-degree
right.
angle. Yeah. Because Kobe's standing there, you know, hand up in the air, straight up.
Yeah.
And Magic's like trying to dribble the ball, but it looks like he's about to fall flat on his face. He's about to do a mace plant.
He's got
to
lean.
He's leading the break.
Yeah.
It's a Showtime Lakers.
Now, where are the other two going? The other two statues.
Yeah, I don't know the story. George, do you know the story of the other two statues?
I'm assuming, I mean, the building is...
At the entrances?
Plenty of spots to put it in, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be in that same plaza.
No, I think they have to be there.
They have to be in the Star Plaza?
But they could do it anywhere.
Yeah, but they could put the other two statues in different points and create more space for statues for the future.
That's a good point.
True.
Is there any place else anywhere in sports that has more than one statue of the same person?
That's a good question.
Hear that, Chris?
That's a good question. I don't think
so. They said that was a good question.
It was a good question.
Do you think anybody's got multiple statues?
I mean, but Kobe had he has two retired jerseys. He had two documentaries. Like,
right.
He does
He
more.
Has an Academy Award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did all that stuff.
And he spoke Spanish and Italian.
Yeah. Very well.
Yeah.
See?
You're not leaving. You said you will not leave until we go to break.
Right, that we're is not correct. Going to break yet.
So right
I mean,
now,
we should go to break, though, why? Shouldn't we? I mean, we have spots to play.
I mean, I should get home.
How long is this crosstalk?
Well, John, right now, John, we are going on 50 minutes right now.
This has got to be a crosstalk record, Chris. No,
there was one other that actually the Trial of the Century was born out of, and it's a couple years ago. That one went an hour 10. So that's the record we're going for.
I go for an hour 10.
What?
John, you're at 40 now?
Yeah, we're at 40 now.
40 now.
I'm good to go another half hour.
Another half hour.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know if you're actually good.
By the way, did you guys hear the news? LeBron out tomorrow?
We had been assuming that. That's what Momo had speculated about
earlier.
Why is
it? Well, she
was right.
What's the issue?
Ankle, I think.
Oh, ankle.
He got some treatment
ankle.
Done on
right,
his ankle.
Momo?
Yeah, he got some treatment done before the All-Star game and after the All-Star game, and it takes a little while for that to take hold.
Why the hell did he play in the All-Star game?
Why do you think?
If he has this ankle thing.
Listen, the NBA has done a couple of things to the Lakers this year that maybe hurt them a bit.
Like what?
The celebration after the in-season tournament with the banner and all the and the champagne and stuff.
Mandatory banner,
yep. All that. And then I think this emphasis on the All-Star game, I think LeBron legitimately felt like he had to be there because he is the face of the league.
But
he's
being
a captain.
There is different than playing.
Depends
he
could
have
he
been there
the
without playing.
Right. Depends on where he went for the treatment.
Wait
a
minute. Say again what you said, John.
Mason's right.
Thank you.
Wow.
Use that as
good?
A drop.
Yeah.
That's a good drop.
Hey, Momo, you know what the best thing about me being on the Comrex is?
What?
I can't spit on you.
Oh! That's true.
Let me tell you what an all-time jerk move that was by Momo. She said that when you may switch microphones,
yes,
that she was uncomfortable, or you were going to be uncomfortable because there would be a bunch of spit on the mic.
Yeah.
I was on the Grammy trip. I hadn't been there for 7 days.
Oh, that
so
is true.
She just said it to be a jerk.
She did. She
That's so not it how was that a went down.
By the way, there was a conversation off the air.
Off the air.
And then Momo like put it right back on the I'm like, that's not for on air.
That's what happened. It was
good
an
job,
off-air Momo. Conversation, and I just kind of led with it.
No, it should all be on air.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I didn't even know you spit.
Oh, sure you didn't.
I didn't know. No, I really didn't. Mace is the one who was like, man, I got to put up a spit screen here.
No, I did not say that.
Oh, you sure as hell did.
Pepe is tapping out.
Bye, Pepe.
You know what?
Wait, did he call in or something?
No, he's here. He's leaving.
Why is he there?
The horse. Oh, God. Ireland, you got to hear. He brought up an actor today.
What was her name?
Verna.
Lissy.
Verna Lissy.
Here, come here,
I'm like the obscure actress of the day, Verna Lissy.
Looking her up right now, Verna Lissy.
It's a surprise, but Michael has a surprise for Pepe that he is going to love tomorrow.
Oh. Okay,
or no, nice. Friday morning.
Mason didn't know who Verna Lissy is.
No one knows who Verna Lissy is.
His friends... That are really a lot of good friends from movies and all that.
Yes.
I bet you they know who Verna Lissy is.
I bet you nobody knows who
Verna Lissy is.
Famous
Italian
actress, just like every other actress you bring up from the 40s. Nobody knows
I think members of her family don't even remember her anymore. Verna Lissi.
No, they remember. She looked like Marilyn
Monroe. I'm looking up her accolades here. She won Best Actress at Cannes one year.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, so Pepe. She won Best Actress. Pepe, you leaving?
Tapped out. I can't believe he tapped out.
You got you got another Frappuccino down there with the name.
Took him 3 hours to drink this thing.
They're going to call out your name. Pepe, we got your Frappuccino.
All right, so real quick, as we try to break the crosstalk, super crosstalk record, Mace says he will not leave until we take a recorded commercial break.
That is correct.
So right now, for a minute or so, Cappy is going to tell us about our friends at Avner Gat. Everybody get a drink of water, and we're going to keep rolling.
Okay, all keep going.
Now, have you heard about Avner Gat?
Snack.
I have.
You have? Okay,
yeah,
good.
I've heard you talk about him.
Okay, wanted to make sure, because you knew a lot about LAX.
Yeah.
The question is, how much do you know about Avner Gat?
You know, if you get into a bad situation, there's a guy you can call.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And you've got it.
Cleans it up, fixes it up.
Yep,
you got it at a high level. So
remedial kind of stuff.
Well, Avner Gat is a public insurance adjuster.
Yeah, that's right.
So hypothetically, Mobo, let's say at your house, let's say you have
Oh, and the insurance adjuster comes by and he's trying to underpay you on that settlement.
That's right. So
who do you call?
You call Avner Gat. Avner Gat kicks ass.
Yeah.
Okay? That should be his slogan. Avner Gat kicks ass.
Because I have homeowner's insurance, and when stuff goes wrong, they never want to pay me for it.
Correct. So you pay it every month, right?
Because it's worthless.
Right. And so what happens is all of a sudden you've got this disaster.
You're right. It happens.
And then the insurance,
I had a leak with these rains.
And the insurance company is like, okay, well, we'll give you $10,000 to fix that, but really it's going to take $50,000
to fix
that.
I wish they would give me $10,000. They say, oh, we'll send our guy out in 3 weeks.
Right. Well, this is when you call Avner Gat.
Yes.
818-917-5256. 818-917-5256, or you go to AvnerGat.com. And when you call Avner Gat, let me tell you something right now. You call that number, Avner Gat answers the phone himself.
Avner answers the phone?
How does he sound?
Hello.
Now?
Right. 818-917-5256. Avner Gat is my man. And I'm telling you right now, this ever happens to you, you try and negotiate with the insurance company yourself, good luck, sucker.
Yeah.
That's why you call Avner Gat. 818-917-5256.
Quarter in front of 5 o'clock as we try to break the super crosstalk record. Steve Mason.
What is the record?
Hey, you want another
hour 10?
You guys want some more bad news?
Yeah, sure. Bring it on.
Christian Wood, left knee, out at least 2 weeks.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, my. Any word on...
That's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I mean, we can live without Christian Wood. I mean, I hope he gets well and all that.
Yeah, for his sake and all.
Any word on other guys that are hurt? Vanderbilt,
right, you want the
Gabe
full
Vincent?
Update, Cap?
Yeah, full update. Right.
Anthony Davis, probable.
Okay.
Max Christie, questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Reddish, questionable.
Okay.
LeBron, out.
Yep.
Maxwell Lewis, out.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Vanderbilt, out.
Okay.
Gabe Vincent, out.
Yep.
Still.
Christian Wood out.
Mm.
Whoa. Okay.
I think Scott Kaplan in.
Well, I was thinking maybe Darvin Ham would play.
Did you guys see that article that Darvin's one of four NBA coaches who can still dunk?
Wow. Really?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's Who Darvin, Willie Green.
Okay.
Monty Williams and one more.
Pop? Was it Greg Johnson Popovich?
Popovich.
It's Pop,
Pop,
right?
Cannot dunk.
It's Pop. Pop. No. It's not Pop.
I bet.
Spolstra? What about Spolstra?
No, it's not Spolstra.
How about Mazzulla?
No. Who is it?
Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey.
No, Chauncey can't dunk.
What about Mike Budenholzer?
No.
What? Not
dunk anymore.
At least when he dunks, he has to take his hands out of his pockets, then, you know.
I'm trying to think of other ones.
Oh, that's a shot.
That was a shot.
Will Hardy. Will Hardy.
That was a shot.
He's young.
Brad Stevens. What about Brad Stevens?
No. He's not really a coach.
Not
Will
a
Hardy, don't you think?
Mason, you've somehow managed to mention two guys who aren't coaches.
Right.
I'm just naming coaches now.
How about Doc? Can Doc dunk?
Doc?
No.
Doc can't even win.
Wow. John Ireland.
What old J.J. Redick on this.
Yeah, why not? But I'm trying to figure. I'll think of it before.
Johnny I coming in hot today.
Yeah.
That's what a little vacay does for you.
Kid can't dunk anymore. I don't know if Ty Lue could ever dunk.
No.
Jamal Mosley, Willie Green.
Jamal Mosley.
Mosley. Madoka and Darvin Ham, yeah.
I could dunk too, so that's nothing.
Oh, Big D.
Yeah, I could dunk too.
Yeah. DeAndre
you're 25.
In.
Of course
what,
you can
what
dunk.
That mean? What that mean?
Big D, I challenge you to a dunk competition.
Let's do it.
Okay, here goes.
But Cap gets to use one of those mini trampolines.
Right, here's what I was thinking. You ready? No, here's what I was thinking. Just like the three-point shooting thing between Steph Curry and what was the female?
Sabrina Ionescu.
Okay. And you know how they shot from the same three-point line?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of criticism. People said, no, she should have shot from where the WNBA shoots from.
Mm-hmm.
You dunk on a 10-foot basket.
Okay.
I dunk on an 8-foot basket to try and, you know, even things
you
out.
You know, level the playing
handicap,
field. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I respect
you're
it.
You're 25. I'm 54. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So there's an age difference right there. And, you know, you're in your athletic prime, and I'm past my athletic prime.
Yeah, you have a lot of visceral fat.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So you do a 10-foot basket, I do an 8-foot basket, and let's have a full-blown competition.
Let's do it.
because I'm Mac McClung on an 8-footer. Just so you know, dog.
Mac McClung was good.
He was. I mean, honestly, that thing is just over. That is just done. I thought, aside from the 3-point shooting, I thought, Ireland, did you even watch it?
No, I turned it off. And by the way, I've already told you guys how to save the dunk contest.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
All right, so here's my updated. I've added some things to it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So there are 30 teams in the NBA. Each team has their own dunk contest. Anyone can enter it for $100.
Okay.
All right.
That way you don't get hacks like Cappy out there if they don't want to blow $100.
8 footers.
8-foot basket.
All right. So then you have you do it all over the city. You do it in parks. You do it in gyms. You do whatever. And you narrow it down to one guy. Each team has one guy.
Okay.
When you get it down to like 16, that's your halftime show for at least a month. Two guys dunking at halftime in an elimination game. All right, so once you get to 30, then you have 30 dunkers. You get two wild cards, two guys that did really well, and you grant them in. So we have 32 dunkers. Friday is of All-Star Weekend. Next year it's here in San Francisco. Friday of All-Star Weekend at the Fan Fest is Day of Dunks.
Mm.
You eliminate and you put it on like a website.
You know, so you go from 32 to what?
To 4.
To 4.
Get it down to 4. Then, for the dunk contest on All-Star Saturday night, 4 guys who came out of my tournament against 4 NBA guys, winner gets $1 million. Wouldn't you watch that?
I'm more likely to watch that, yeah. Although, if you're an NBA player, do you really want to be embarrassed by some guy from Venice Beach?
For $1 million, you would.
I don't know.
Do you think $1 million motivates like big stars?
Well, no. Matter of fact, did you guys hear the story that came out today?
Yeah, that they were offered $1 million.
Vince Carter said that 15 years ago, the NBA went to him, Kobe, Tracy McGrady, and LeBron.
And LeBron, yeah.
And offered him $1 million, and Vince Carter was the only one who wanted to do it.
Wow. Yeah.
Really?
I think guys don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, I think LeBron, and I know Stephen A. was very critical of LeBron, and I tend to agree with him, that LeBron, especially in the early part of his career, should have been in it.
Yes.
Kobe was in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kobe won it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why would LeBron...
Donovan Mitchell was in it. Right. Like, superstars, early in your career, you should do it.
Right. And LeBron never did it.
Yeah.
And the reason LeBron never did it is because it was... The downside was much greater than the upside. Well,
the story, Lindsay, you told me, right, that in Cleveland was that since they wanted to invite him his first year, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, and he didn't make the All-Star team, and he was like, no, if I'm not good enough to play in the game, I'm not going to do the dunk contest.
Really? At 18 years old, you've got that kind
of
attitude?
Yeah, he had billboards over of like he was the, you know,
he was the king on day one, remember?
Cappy,
this year,
yes,
Wemby should have done it.
Yeah, yes, Wemby would have been
Cappy,
great.
Yes, at 18 years old, but I would also add didn't he have Aaron Goodwin as his agent back then? It was like one of the most powerful agents in the world, you know?
You should get that agent, Cappy. Your contract's coming up.
I know. I should get
that. Oh, yeah. What is the deal with your contract?
No, hey, Cappy, get Scott Boris. You'll have to wait for a contract till the very end.
You'll wait for a while.
Right. I'll be sitting on the sidelines with Blake Snell and whoever else.
Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, Cody Bellinger.
JD Martinez.
JD Martinez.
Yeah.
Hey, there's somebody else really good that he's got that's not. That doesn't really
Jordan Montgomery.
Matt Chapman.
Matt Chapman.
Yeah, Matt Chapman.
Ben Matt Chapman.
Oh, and Cody Bellinger, no?
Yeah, Bellinger for sure.
Hey, DeAndre, just so you know, I am going to now incorporate my dunk coach. Okay?
Oh, geez.
So I'm going to start now.
You have, not surprisingly, you have a guy.
I have a guy, and I need to borrow your guy, by the way. And Mason has already offered to let me use both of yours' guy, okay?
Oh, the ticket guy.
The ticket guy.
The great Harris Rosner, VIP tickets.
Right, greatest guy in the world.
Fantastic.
He wants to use your ticket guy, Ireland, to get LA Kings tickets, which he could just buy on.
Yeah, that was a waste.
Just go to kings.com.
All right, I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, no, you bring in Harris when for only the big ticket item.
Yes.
When you really need, like Mason and I used him to go to the Sphere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which George thought sucked.
Really, George?
No, I did not say that.
I thought Pepe said you said that.
I was worried
that we overhyped it. We might have wrecked it for you.
Much to the contrary. The Sphere was absolutely the headliner. U2 was very average.
I almost think that a bad band would be good at the Sphere. Because the light, you're right, George, the light show is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's that. Momo, you haven't been yet, right?
I have not.
You got to go. You got to take Nevin and
you
go.
You got to get there.
Although, didn't you not get chills when everybody in the building was singing With or Without You?
Yeah, but that was like literally like the fifth. That was literally like the last or second to last song.
It was
song.
A big
like,
the entire place was singing. I mean, that gave me chills.
Right, but you've been there for 2 hours already.
They spent
the middle part of the entire show doing ballads. Like, what are you doing for an hour doing slow music?
Well, they did Octoon Baby. They did the whole album, and then they branched out after that.
I know, but that's the point. It's like you're like nobody was standing. There was no energy in the building other than people going, "Whoa, look at that thing on the screen."
Boy, YouTube backlash.
So we got a little bad news here.
Uh-oh. What is it now?
So we got a special guest coming on.
Now do we have to?
We got to. Technically, we could keep rolling, but it's going to be a weird transition. And then we're going to end up.
We got a break.
So we didn't make it.
Oh, damn it!
We made it an hour.
We made guests that bumped us.
Longer than an hour. It started at 3:55.
Well, so it's an hour.
Didn't you guys do Game of Games?
Yeah, we did. Who'd we get bumped for? Like Jovan Buha?
Go ahead, George.
No, it's Martin Jarman who's coming on.
Oh, that's Martin Jarman.
Why don't you guys hang out and be part of it?
It's all right. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. So we made it an hour, which means
because Game of Games starts at three forty-five.
But that doesn't really start Super Crosstalk.
Yeah, I guess
it's not true. Commercial free an hour.
They were legitimately part of Super Crosstalk. The same people were there.
Don't try to step on my bit.
No, I think we're did we make the record?
We made the record. If you count Game of Games, we made the record, but we didn't break it.
Okay. The record is what?
Hour 10.
Okay, hey, let's not make a habit of this.
Hey, Sonano and Cap, will you ask Martin two things for me?
Yeah, let me write them down.
Hold on, me too.
Okay, another easy to remember.
Go ahead, George.
Number one, did you even entertain the idea of Pete Carroll?
Yeah, I want to know that,
was
too.
Was it even discussed?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's number one. And number two is, I heard that after the bowl game that UCLA won, that Martin and Chip Kelly did not speak for 6 weeks. Wow. It was like a cold war.
Why? What did you hear? Why?
No, I just heard they don't like each other.
Clearly.
I'll ask him what your relationship was like at the end because there's stuff out there that you guys didn't even communicate.
I'm the only UCLA grad here, and I'm a big Martin Jarman fan.
I think you need to stay on the line, John.
And I applaud him what he did.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
John, you're back tomorrow with Mason Ireland?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
For the combo plate.
Hey,
excellent.
This was fun.
This was great.
We went an hour 10 nonstop, hour of Supercross, whatever technicalities. But coming back, special guest, we're going to have more fun and frivolity. Sedano and Cap is back in 3 minutes on, let's do the 4:12 break right here, right? Okay. On 710 ESPN.